Welcome to Flix Talk 108. We have started in the count again with our century episode, and now we are, of course, 8% done to the next century. I hope all of you are having a good day, a good evening, from all the time zones that you're, all our audience is joining from. Big shout out to our validators, creators, node host, members of the Flix Fanatics, Flix crew, and of course, like members of the Flixverse who are take out the time to join in for this weekly space, are creating, exploring, not just Cosmos, but also the Flixverse. Of this week's space, of course, is focused on creators. And more than this thing, we have a creator joining our space today, which is Moni Mel. I think we'll be talking with her very soon. I'll quickly give invites to this thing. And also Heroverse. I don't know if you have checked out TV, Unfixed TV recently, but you'll see a lot of very adorable videos by this creator handle called Heroverse over there. And if you have not, it's a good time to go and explore. We also have Super from Flix Fanatics, who will be, of course, telling us the upcoming quests, what's going on with the Fanatics. I'll invite him so that we can get a feeling of, how things are going with his engagement with the community. Of course, this is a very exciting week for Web3 and for crypto in general. Bitcoin and all the other ecosystems are getting a lot more like retail attention. So many users are like rushing into experiment with platforms. And I think in the whole thing, it's important to also acknowledge that OmniFlix has its place as a media deepen project for building an interchain media hub. It's not just about building an NFT marketplace, but it's about building a total infrastructure that can power distribution of media to power DAOs, projects, communities, and even creators to run things from scratch, right from uploading the asset to distributing it to earn royalties on top of it to basically run campaigns for the community. The whole infrastructure being powered by one hub, and that's the vision of OmniFlix. Anyway, I think it's a good time to say hi to our speaker guest, Monimal. I've sent you a request, do let me know when you have it. So have I done the same for Super. I'm seeing a lot of familiar faces in the audience. Hi, Nemus, Fantastical Animals, Abraham. Glad to hear from all of you. Monimal, let me know if you get speaker access. Okay. I think I'll start with Monimal because she's our guest for the space, and then we'll quickly get an update from this thing. Hi Monimal, how are you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good morning. Thank you so much. This space is so honorable to me. It's so grand. Thank you everybody. Thank you OmniFlix. Thank you Sandy, Super Era, Flix Fanatic, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah. What's the time there? How are you doing? And just want to get like, for those who don't know, I would love if you can give a quick introduction about your background. How long have you been in the space?
Oh yeah, it's here. It's 9 p.m. in my place right now. It's perfect time. I know it's really morning in your place for another friend who lives in U.S. good morning, everybody. Yeah, I started my journey since I was a childhood. I'm a painter, I'm a creator. I'm a traditional painter. So I began to know about NFT is 2021. So I started NFT back then, 2021, by the end of that year, is October. So it's quite long, but it's so excited. In that time, I just know one chain. And now I'm in everywhere. And of course, I'm in Elon Flick with my son, Hiro First. Hiro, could you please introduce yourself? Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody. My name is Hiro. Nice to meet you all. Thank you, Omniflix. Thank you, Sandy. Thank you, Super Era. Thank you, Flix Fanatics, for the space.
Thank you so much for coming and saying all those kind words, Hiro. We really love your content.
Thank you.
That's
great. I'm just trying to speak in English. We're practicing. We have a practice. Yeah. I'm so glad that he made it. So, okay, so back then, my story began with my father. My father is a painter, so I never been art school, actually. Mm-hmm. I learned so many things with, art things with my father. And then I'm so glad that I have father like that. He's so creative, he's so playful, he's so experimental. I think, this is like a generation through my father and then me and then Hiro. So, yeah, I'm so excited. And I never been out of school, yeah, but I practice it. It's my hobby in a home. So back then, in the kindergarten, I attend so many competition, and I was win. It's so excited moment when I was kid. So that's kind of my short story with my childhood things. That related with Hiro right now. I'm so glad that he made a journey with Omniflix, because Omniflix serves many things in the platform. Actually, I'm so grateful that Sandy introduced me with Omniflix. Actually, Sandy's introduced this Omniflix back then, I think almost 2 years ago, when I think it's in the end of 2022. Mm-hmm. But then, there was something come up in my family. There was some manual of stuff that I have to do. I'm a comedy builder as well in Indonesia. I have a lot of work, and I am in a several chain. So I kind of regret that I didn't join in, back then 2022. But now I'm so glad that I can join this with Hiro journey in there. So yeah, that's my short story.
Totally understand. Sometimes the timing is, but you're here, and you're here after experimenting with so many different chains, with so many different marketplaces. It's nothing about being late. I think the timing is great, and it's so really cool to see that so many members of your family are learning and trying, and applying that those art skills, and especially in Web3 space, because it's not very easy to do that. So I can see definitely, like, you know, for 2 years, whatever time you have been able to find, you've been consistently at it, and that's really cool. I don't think there's anything as late, so you should not feel like that. I just have Sandy joining here, so I'm just gonna have her speak. Hi, Sandy. How are you doing?
Hello there, my friends. What an incredible, wonderful day to be here. Hello, Hero. Congratulations. And thank you, Monimal. Thank you so much. And thank you, Omniflix, for taking such great care of Monimal's son. And he is probably one of our youngest creators that I know of, if I'm not mistaken. And it is an honor to have this amazing creator among us. And thank you for Monimal for taking a chance and coming to Omniflix. This is an example of what Omniflix does for creators, to have these spaces to let you speak, and so we can get to know you and where you're from. And I think one of my dreams might come true this year, because there's a possibility I may actually meet Monimal and his son in person. I know Lily is going, and I'm in the process of trying to figure out this trip, and maybe even Omniflix will be there representing, because there's a big event happening in Bali, and it would be my dream come true to meet you in person. So I hope that happens. There's a lot of exciting events coming up this year, but for me, the most exciting thing is to be here with the creators, to see your artwork, to see you build your brand, to see you expand your blockchain presence. So thanks so much for doing this. There's a lot of exciting things that you can do as a artist. And I have to slow down, because people just want to make their NFTs and sell their NFTs. They don't really understand so many things you can do in the Cosmos ecosystem, to use this technology that's been built for us, to have these campaigns, to reward your collectors, and just to do so much more. I'm super excited that Hero is starting so young. And no, it's not late. I still think we're all super early. And thanks for coming on aboard. I can't wait to see all these other creators. And I'm just going to shout out to my Persian community. Dostane aziz khosh omadid. The Persian New Year is coming up. There's going to be a lot of interesting, fun new collections and artists who are going to be showing their talents in Omniflix. Thank you so much. And back to you, host.
Yes, Sandy, really excited for Persian New Year. I think it sort of times with the celebration of like a traditional New Year in celebrated in India also, because culturally, it's a lot of significance here as well. So that's really exciting. Second is, I was very eager to hear from you as well. Not only because credit to Monimal to also, like, you know, mention you, but I was going through, I think, Cosmos 2022 video. I think it's by Steve Fried's validator. And that was the Colombian, that was the one that happened in Colombia. And there's a video clip of you talking about Omniflix, and you mentioned about how literacy is freedom, and that you want more and more people, that your vision is to have more and more creators and like, you know, join in this space, and that you would love to help out. And well, like, you know, we are not even 2 years away from that thing. And I think you have sort of made that space. It's really exciting to sort of hear that. And I was just able to connect those dots today. So I just wanted to say that.
Thanks for believing in us. Thanks for making it possible.
Hello?
I just want to say thank you so much for believing in us, and thanks for giving us the opportunity to grow with you. Thank you so much.
It's all credit is all due to the creators. You know, it's a very new thing. So people who experiment, who do this, take a lot of courage. So kudos to all of them. I think we have Maria also join in. Hi, Maria.
Hey, hi guys. Good to be here.
Manik, can we first of all, hi. We'll just have quickly hear from Mario because just following the sequence here. Hi, Mario.
Hey, how are you? Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Miss Maria, thank you so much for joining us. I'm so glad to see you with OmniFlix. The mic is yours. Please go ahead and tell us how you're doing and how is your experience with OmniFlix so far?
Thank you so much. I'm good. My experience on OmniFlix is good. I minted my artwork and sell. This is easy for me. I give Felix. I don't go to exchange. I give Felix from OmniFlix and minted my artwork and sell one of my artworks. This is a good experience. Yeah,
that's very nice to hear, Maria. And for those who have not, actually, it'll be great if you can Maria, if you can tell about your collection as well for those who have maybe not joined in the last space, so they can check it out. And we'll also try to pin it in to the space. If you would just like to mention that, so that more and more people can hear about it. Your collection name and what's it about?
Sandy, please translate for me.
Sure thing. اینا میگن که شما لطف کنین اسم کالکشنتون رو بگین و راجع به چی هستش که هفته پیش دوستان نشنیدن اینو از شما پرسیدن. اگر میخواین بگین من اینو براتون ترجمه بکنم خیلی ممنون.
اسم کالکشنم گلوری شکوه هست. زنای زیبایی هست که زیباییشون نه اینکه ظاهری بلکه زیبایی درون اینها هست که به صورت اینها اومده و همون واژه مهم رنگ رخسار خبر میدهد از سر درون. زیبایی اینها از درونشون اومده، خیلی صاف صادق، و به خاطر همینه که اینها خیلی زیبا هستن.
Thank you so much, Maria. I pinned your artwork up to the space. Maria's artwork represents the beauty of women, not just their outside beauty, but their inner beauty that comes through. And she's got this collection up. Thanks so much. And over to you, OmniFlix. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Maria, for coming and sharing that. For those who have not checked out the collection yet, it's called Glory. It's a new creator on OmniFlix. You can check it out on the pinned comment as well. Okay. I think we have Mani next, and then we'll be continuing our conversation with Monimal again. There's a lot to be talked about there, but yeah. Hi, Mani. What's up?
Hey, guys. Sorry, I misheard Maria as Mani last time. I'm sorry for that. So, I mean, today, the reason for me coming on the space is there was a discussion on the governance forum in the Discord. If that is a right time, to share some thoughts and discuss, I will go ahead, or else I will wait.
Yeah, we'll. I think we'll just finish the discussion with our, guest creator, and maybe I think in that while I think Super and Abhishek will also be available, so we'll have the right audience also as speaker to continue the governance discussion, if you don't mind. That works, right?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Thank you. So, Monumel, we did a good round in terms of, like, you know, hearing from all the other creators, especially Sandy, Maria, and everyone. Monumel, I actually wanted to hear about, so you mentioned that you had heard about Omniflix earlier, and but I also saw that, you know, you have artwork on other NFT marketplaces like Object. You have also Tezos veteran like creator like Sandy. So just for like, what did you find different in Omniflix compared to this thing? What are the things that specially appeal to you? And I think you've also had you also have a Omniflix TV account. So what's your experience being using Omniflix TV and Omniflix Market, and how is it different?
So, okay, first of all, I'm so excited to be here, meeting many family in here. I want to hug everybody in here. Thank you for sharing your art. It's so beautiful, Maria. For, you know, before I answer that, I want to answer, you know, I want to explain about Bali that Sandy mentioned. Yes, so excited. Actually, Hiro is happy right now. Meeting Sandy is our dream. So there will be a grand event in Bali, you know, and NFT Bali is upcoming in June. There will be an event, it's a spirit with NFT Bali, but it's I think we can you know say that this is will be part of NFT Bali. So I have a plan to meeting many families in there, in you know, many communities in Bali, especially university. I want to share that that Omniflix is a place that they should know and go, because, you know, I will answer your question. Because Omniflix is it's a platform that have a future, is because I, you know, back then 2022, I learned about Omniflix. It's not, you know, every day I learn it, but I learned time by time. And I, as you know, since I community builder in Indonesia, I know several people who use this Osmosis chain and Atom, and you know, they know about Omniflix too. They share about this chain to me, and I learn it. And I think there are so many development in this chain, and I saw it in this platform, in this Omniflix. When I use in the first time, it's kind of a bit different when you mint on Tezos, when you mint in Object, when you mint in Solana. You know, I'm in several places. basically, I love meeting somebody new. I love chat. I love connection. So it's a little bit different, but when I used to it, it's super easy. Yes, Maria, I do agree with you. And this time I want to say thank you for Chetan. Chetan has a YouTube channel, or oh no, it's not YouTube. It's a I think it's a channel in Omniflix, and it's super informative. I learned so many things as well in his account, in his channel. And thank you, Sandy, for informing me that. Yes, it's so different. It's, you know, it's, there is no marketplace right now has you know, a feature like a YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of like, oh, wow, it's something new. And, you know, if you are artist or image artist, it's not established artist, really established in its space, you have to check this OmniFlix, because this still, for me, I think OmniFlix is a place perfect that we can go, because it's still blue, mm-hmm. Not red like another place. I saw my experience, if you want to be an established artist, you have to go to the place that still blue. You have a chance to onboard yourself in there, and the team as well is very supportive, and I love that. It's really needed for artists to onboard their self. And I experienced that. Hiro is still 11 years old. And, you know, many arts from children is very genuine. It's very original. It's very naive sometimes. Yes. But I love that. I really love that. It's because from their genuine, we can get so many love. It's like a pain relief. But, you know, some people, you know, doesn't appreciate that. Maybe, I don't know. But this OmniFlix, it support Hiro so grandly. And I do appreciate that. This is, I think, that we need as an artist. I want to... you know, the place, I want to find a place, a perfect place for Hiro started his journey since a little kid. I'm an artist, you know, started with in my childhood, but I don't have chance to onboard myself since I was a little kid, like Hiro did. Yeah. So yeah, it's very grateful. That I have OmniFlix, we have OmniFlix. Hiro has this kind of journey. And we don't know, right? In the future, 20 years later, he will become a great, great artist. And OmniFlix is a part of his journey. That's so wonderful. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's... I truly understand and resonate with that. For those who don't know context, Hiro not only has an NFT collection on OmniFlix Market, he also has a channel on OmniFlix TV. And I think there are like 3 videos so far. If you haven't checked it out, go there, interact with the video. It's really lovely content. And not only is he the youngest creator on OmniFlix, he's someone who made a sale and bought a cycle with it, which is very cool. Kudos to him for being someone to, like, you know, really bring his artwork and get something with that. It's a big step, and I hope that he keeps feeling motivated to do more and more of this. And this is really cool. But I definitely understand the part that, you know, it's great that more and more young creators are getting opportunity to publish their work and have a chance at, like, you know, monetizing that, or, like, you know, be incentivized to put their work out there. This is a big thing. I also know that I think one of Hiro's friend, which is Shinsen Girl or something, is the name of the handle. Is also someone who regularly puts content on OmniFlix TV. If I have that wrong, Monumel, please let me know. But yeah, this basically makes them the youngest creators on OmniFlix TV, which is great. I saw hands up by Sandy, so I'm just gonna...
I just want to follow up with what Monumel was saying. First of all, you've done an excellent job, Monumel, guiding your son here. It's an honor that you listened to my advice and recommendation, that you chose to come over here on this blockchain. And since his first collection he already released, it's meticulous. You understand about pricing. You understand how an NFT artist should list and provide their work. So it's been done very professionally, even though he's young, he is under your guidance. And I'm so thrilled that you came over. And also for OmniFlix, it's not an easy thing to necessarily onboard new artists. There's a lot going on out there in different blockchains. And honestly, one of the best ways that I was able to get people to listen is because myself doing it and Pega, one of the other artists. And so because they saw our success and the support we got, it encouraged them. Monimal could have picked the Tezos blockchain where she's already established to bring Hero's work. She's already got a lot of collectors. She took a big risk coming over here into Tezos and starting his career with us. So I'm very grateful about that. And also this Friday, if you want to tune in to our space with Crypto Canvas Chronicles, you will hear from Pega, one of the OE artists on OmniFlix, and her journey, how it went, as well as representative from social TFM. So Dizzle will be our guest as well. So those of you who don't know what an NFT aggregator is, you should come. NFT aggregator, that is your friend, and we will learn about that Friday. Over back to you. Thank you so much, OmniFlix.
Well, yeah, super glad to hear about the space, Sandy, that you're having. And of course, Dizzle is a great guest to have. Pega was, Pega is one of our, Genesis creator. And I think I remember, because I was very new to OmniFlix too, when her first collection came on OmniFlix Market. And I remember her really putting in so much effort to talk about it, to take us through the whole process about how she comes up with the art. I think the first, among the first 30 to 50 collections that were there on OmniFlix Market. It's really cool how far she has come. And now we have, Hero, which is almost the second generation in terms of creators from a totally different age group, a totally different demographic, and Monimal. This is really cool. I hope that of course we'll have Super, who'll be talking about Flix Friday's campaign, and he'll be mentioning that. But for all the creators who are experimenting, who are trying out making interactive videos and image-based interaction on OmniFlix TV, always remember, first week of first Friday of any month will be Flix Friday campaign. This is a great opportunity for you to try out. Usually it will come with a feature or a campaign quest already. So either we'll be rolling out a new feature in this quest, so you get to participate in that. If you make a content using that feature, you can earn Flix in rewards, like what happened in Flix Friday's March. We had around 4 or 5 creators who used image-based interactions. Not only did they get a lot of participation from the community, they were also able to earn Flix and rewards. So this is an opportunity to always watch out for the first Friday in the month. And if you are planning to release your content, make sure to time it perfectly. Here is to, he's making sure that Hero also knows about it for his next video that'll be coming up. I'll quickly invite Chetan also to talk a little bit about collections and what's going on in terms of community initiatives. Chetan, I've sent you a request here. Meanwhile, for those who are going to go to OmniFlix TV after this, and I hope a lot of you do, you just have to go to the Pope NFT claim video for this episode, Flix Talk 108, and you have to identify the right OmniFlix logo. If you interact and click on it, you're eligible to get the Pope NFT. The right OmniFlix network logo is the solution, is the answer in the interactive video. Okay. Hi, Chetan. How are you doing?
Hi. Hi, Jatin. And hi. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining FlixTalk 108, featuring our lovely creators from across the globe. This is what something, you know, I personally take pride in, where, you know, we can proudly say that we have creators from across different parts of the globe, and now across different age groups as well. So that's, you know, that's something which we Omniflix as a team take pride in, and we are very happy to say that. Yeah,
of course. That's really amazing. That's the big part about it. I mean, one of Hero's collection, I just saw, I think someone pinned a tweet in it. He's using augmented reality on each art. I don't think that was something that kids were doing when they were around this age. I don't know, even 10 years ago. This is really...
We were cool. Not doing that, for sure.
Yeah. This thing to playing around with art has gone to such a different level. And it gives so much confidence, to be honest. Like, I'm sorry if I'm speaking over, but like, getting affirmation, getting validation from your parents, from people you know in your circle, about you doing something good, means a lot. It's great. Getting appreciation for what you do from someone you might have never met, so someone across the globe, and they buy it, they do something tangible with it, like they collect your art, this thing, it, you cannot quantify how much it means to someone, you know, for doing that, because such a courageous act of putting your work out there. So it's a great way that, you know, people can do that. Our mission is also to make sure that it becomes easier for them to do that, and they're able to make the most out of it.
100%.
Please go on.
Yeah, so that's it from my end. Wanted to welcome all, and before we continue, also would like to we are reaching out to all our creators, especially the female creators, since Women's Day is around the corner. So we're doing a small feature wherein we'd be promoting all our women creators. So we are sending out a form. If you have received the form, please do fill it in. If you haven't received, maybe we have missed out on sending it, we'd be sending it in our Discord creators channel in a few minutes from now. Please do check it out, and please do fill in the form and help us know you better, help us to showcase your work to the community in a better way. Yeah, I think Monimal has something to add.
You know, it's super excited hearing that your statement about you are from boys, from 11 years old boys. Yeah, it's kind of a progress from generation to generation, right? If we are talking about Generation Z, they are super step forward with technology. We do miss that. This is a fact. Even though sometimes I have to take an advice for smartphone things or, you know, computer things with my son. That's the reality. And then, it's changing. Generation is been changing. And I do glad that there was an Omniflix who did it. Omniflix serve a channel that is generated C generation favorite. They are so lovely doing some vlog or video content. So this is the future. So I encourage you, if you are not in Omniflix, please check Omniflix and get a token. This is a future. So
I appreciate the shout out there. And Of course, we want more and more people to experiment more than we are not the community to talk about token pricing and stuff. But if you do have, support a creator, buy artwork from them, try to we don't know, we only see the art side of it. The space is to also hear about the creator's journey, how they came about, because there is more to the artwork that comes on the marketplace. So do experiment, do try out the platform. That would mean the biggest thing, I think, more than the token price and stuff. I think those things will come into us. Yeah, hi, Sandy.
And don't forget, you're kind of seeing a fire sale right now. These prices are not going to last. Those of you who were collecting Pega's work back in the day when she was just starting out with OmniFlix, her prices went up because she got so many collectors. And as a lot of these new creators are coming in, they're kind of giving us a break on their prices. They're trying out a new platform. And so those of us who are here with our wallets, and we've got these different tokens, and of course what Monimal said, everybody get the Flix token. This is not financial advice. This is artistic advice, because we see value in what's going on here. So definitely take advantage of these amazing prices right now, because I'm not going to be able to buy Hero's Vork at this price. 4, 5, 6 months down the line, I'm not going to be able to get Maria's art at this price. So keep in mind, this is a very special time, and that is one of the wonderful things about being early. And RJ, thanks so much for what you do behind the scenes. Somebody mentioned a YouTube video. That's kind of a good mistake to make. I want everybody to start mistaking OmniFlix for YouTube, because it's kind of a good mistake. Everyone's kind of used to the YouTube system. Yeah, you just go to YouTube, you search it, and you find what you need. Except this is better. It's on the blockchain. It's your content. You can make tips on it. And all the creators should know that there are little snippet videos about every part of minting and whatever technical issues you might have. I send a little message through either Discord or Telegram. And right away, one of the support teams, and usually RJ, I bug him the most, he'll send me a quick video on how to do something. So do take advantage of this support that's available. They don't really provide this for you on a lot of other blockchains. And that's what I wanted to say. So let's go, people. It's been 45 minutes. I've really enjoyed hearing from the artist. And I can't wait. And I've already collected some of Hero's work, because, I didn't want to miss out on these great prices. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to wait a couple more days. I even put an auction on. I used their auction feature and put his previous release. You can actually collect his first drop if you go to the auction part of the OmniFlix market right now. And that's another wonderful feature. I love your auction feature. It's fun. You can pick how long you want to time these auctions. It's very simple. And I'm excited, wheeling and dealing, listing, delisting, auctioning. So this is a lot of fun with the tokens. And you can pick what token you want to list it in. If you want some Atom, you want Juno, you want Akash. And so anyway, I'm going to stop going on and on, because the glory of OmniFlix is not ever going to end. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the kind words there, Sandy. Yes, for those who are there, please check out the collections. Publishing on OmniFlix TV is not only censorship proof, and it makes sure that whatever support you're giving goes directly to the 100% of it. There's no commission, no nothing of that sort. And I think the gas fees is maybe the lowest of if you compare to other chains, or even if you have been to other ecosystems as well. So the focus is on putting creators first, putting their content first, and we love people who experiment. If you're trying stuff out and you have suggestions, you are thinking of new ideas, you can always reach out to us. Yes, Monument, I see your hand up.
Yeah, I want to say thank you for Sandy to introduce me this chain 2 years ago, and because of that, I bought Atom, I bought Omniflix years ago. So the token is rise right now. We have a chance by that we can buy a new bicycle for Hero. So the value of the token is something that we need. I'm not one to say something like another token is bad or not, but this flag is really token that you have should have in your wallet. So yeah, just want to say that.
I appreciate the shout out of sorts for the Clix token there.
It's because of the bike. we have a dream, you know. We fulfill the dream. It's because, you know, it's really hard for me now to afford that bike without Omniflix. It's because our family is depend on me itself, by myself. So when Hero comes asking me about a new bike, I have to think about it, and I encourage him to, show his artwork, mm-hmm. In this Omniflix. So this is a place that perfect place that you can learn something. You can learn how to create from the beginning. And if you are experimental like my son and me, this is a perfect place. You can, you know, add some channel, your process by upload a video. So yeah, that's the perfect place.
Definitely. So yep, for those who have joined the space a little late or have not had a chance to hear more, we'll talk about the collection. Do check out, there is a Heroverse channel on Omniflix TV, and they also have collections that of course we'll that are pinned there in the comments, in the Twitter link, I think in the comments, so you'll see that as well. Do check it out, do support them, really budding and cool creators on Omniflix. I think we're gonna move to the next segment with Super to hear about what the Fanatics are up to, and also go through other updates, hear from Money just after that about the governance and few engineering updates. But thank you so much, Monimal, for sharing about your journey, for talking about how you and Hero have been really at it, using the apps, making content consistently. Appreciate it a lot, and we hope that you'll be back on the space to talk about another collection, another cool video. And that's super. Hi. So.
Hi. Welcome everyone to Flix Talk 108. I hope you heard all the wonderful conversation our creators just had. So make sure that you also do visit Omniflix Marketplace. And let us know, or let them know about the NFTs, which is your favorite in their collection. If you are minting one of the NFTs from their collection, requesting you to tweet about those by tagging the creators or even tagging us, and we will let them know about it. And help them spread the word, because doing it together would be easier, where we are able to appreciate all the hard work which goes behind that piece of NFT which you mint on your laptop or your computer, and soon on your mobile. So yeah, that being said, let's move ahead with now about the updates. And I will start with the secret phrase for claiming the proof of participation NFTs. I'm sure you guys, all of you have heard Jatin mentioning how to claim the proof of participation NFT today, but I'll just repeat again. It will be available on omniflix.tv. It will be a very short video about how to upload an image-based interaction when you're putting an interactive video. And it will ask you to choose the official logo of Omniflix. It's as simple as it can get. We received some feedback last week that our claim options are becoming difficult. So I made sure this is as easy as it could be. Please make sure that you are getting it right in the next 3 hours. We'll be closing the claim at 5 p.m. UTC, and everyone will be getting a FlixFam batch. And yes, we will now start working on now to get more utility about the FlixFam batch. So if you are holding one of those, we will try and reach out to the creators who would be able to get you whitelist for their collections. And if any of the creators want to probably do something where they want to reach out to the people who have FlixFam batch, we have a lot of people, and these are our active community members. So you can reach out to the subDAO via our Twitter, or you can reach out directly to us on Telegram or Discord, and we can probably schedule a campaign or an activity where we can include all the batch holders, and that will kind of incentivize them, as well as kind of create a community for you, a ready community for you to probably, you know, pitch your NFT or your collection. Okay, so what were we up to? The subDAO was up to since we met last time for FlixTalk 107. And if I have to really say it in the sentence, it is rewarding all our active members. So this week we had a FlixFam batch claim campaign where there were two Flix, 1,000 slots available, and a lot of people have, you know, 10, 15, or even 20 batches. So they were able to claim 10, 15, 20 Flix tokens, and 1,000 slots went in probably around about half an hour or less than that. So we did that. The Zili participants were rewarded with 50 Flix tokens. The top 50 were rewarded with 50 Flix tokens. And there was the competition is so intense that 87, the top 87 have done all the quests throughout the month. And this time we are going to make some changes because we want to make sure that we don't have 100 people who are doing all the quests and then not getting those rewards. So what we have changes will be doing is, this time the Zili quest will be more activity based, which means that will be including about, you know, minting NFTs or interacting with a video and sharing a screenshot, or, you know, maybe tweeting about Omniflix. And that also means that going forward, you will see some more memes and some more polls from our fanatics, which is all the Flix fanatics and the FlixFam members. So even if you think there is a poll idea which you want us to put on the chat, on Telegram, on Discord, feel free to reach out, mention it. We'll help create the poll. If there is probably something you guys want to discuss or suggest, we are available 24 hours a day on Telegram, Discord, Twitter. Reach out to us. If it's me, it could be Joseph, it could be Abraham, Wendy, Tanka, anyone, all of us are available. So we did those, and we had an AMA last Friday on Discord, which is a different AMA than what we normally do. And when I say that, I meant most of the Flix talks happen on the call, but the AMA, creators AMA on Discord, happens on a text space, and there is a separate channel. So requesting all to visit that, and not just go through the last AMA, but you can just go through all the AMAs of the creators. You will find we had plenty of them, and it will show about the person who is behind the art. It's to appreciate all the hard work they have put in throughout their life to reach where they have now, and the reason why their art speaks the way it does. We also are expecting some very big campaigns in March. So this is something I wanted to share as an alpha from the subDAO's end, that going forward, you would be seeing some updates from us, which will hint towards a big campaign which is coming in March. All I can recommend right now is make sure that you are very thorough with the interactive videos and with the creators. And there will be you mentioned there will also be a separate campaign for the creators in March where they will be including the Omniflix.tv channel links on their profiles. Now, how this will go about, we have a draft ready, but we'll share more information on FlixTalk 109. And please stay tuned and make sure that you're there on the next Wednesday space too to get updates if you're a creator, because there will be a lot more focus on the creators to help them to spread the word. And when I'm saying that, it can't be done alone by us. We will definitely need help of each and every FlixFam member around us here in the space. So make sure that you follow FlixFanatics, follow OmniFlix Network on Twitter. If you like one of our tweets, retweet those. If you like one of the creators who have released, or one of your friends who have minted an NFT, encourage them to tweet about those. And the creators, any special announcement, feel free to tag FlixFanatics. So we get the notification. We are able to retweet and spread the word better within the FlixFam community. With this, I suppose most of my updates are over. But just wanted to, at the end, before I give the mic back to Jatin, want to thank everyone who participated in the Flix Friday campaign. I do understand that there has been a delay with announcing the winners, but the whole reason is that just 15 minutes before the space, I have got a list of the creators who are also eligible. And we, as it was mentioned in the announcement, that we will be rewarding the community members, but the creators who have put in image-based interactions will be rewarded too. So on that, every creator who had posted an image-based interaction during Flix Friday will be rewarded with 50 Flix tokens by the community subdao. It will be rewarded via tip on their interactive video. So if you were a creator who posted one of those, expect 50 Flix tokens as a reward, as a tip on an interactive video in your wallet in the next 24 hours. Thank you. Yeah. Hi, Maria. Hi. I can see your hand is raised. So please let me know if you have any questions.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm also the outside of Telegram group. I can't join again.
Okay. So you are unable to join OmniFlix Telegram group. Are you unable to join OmniFlix Telegram group?
Let me ask in Farsi. ماریو جون شما تلگرام آمنیفلیکس رو تو تلگرام نمیتونین جوین بکنین آیا این سوالت مه؟ I think she's getting rugged.
Okay. No, Sandy, if possible, if probably she understands Farsi better, you can request her to probably reach us on Discord with her ID, and we will make sure that she is in the Telegram group too. Okay, great.
I think good time to welcome someone back to the space. The core contributor returns. Hi, Abhishek. How are you? Can you hear me?
Sisla. Welcome, Sisla. Can you hear us? Please unmute yourself.
I think that I'll check if there's a connection issue. Okay, hold on. Just a second. Okay. I think there's a connection issue. So, yep, the same, can't hear some people sort of thing. Let me just check on that. Yeah. I think we also have someone who else requested to speak here. Gilda, hi, I've given you speaker access. Would you like to come and ask or share something? Please let us know.
Hi, I'm Nefalex, Sopar, Sandy, everybody who are here. Nice to meet you. Yes, I joined WhisperCare only say hi because I'm new on your platform. I'm so excited for this. And yes, some days ago, lovely Sandy introduced your platform. And I'm so excited to be on your platform. I want to say really appreciate to Sandy for all of your guidance. And nice to meet you, everybody. I'm happy I'm in here.
Happy to have you here as well, Dilda. And welcome to OmniFlix. Welcome to the Flixverse. If you're already in the process of creating something, or if you've launched your collection, or you're testing things out, would you like to share something about that?
I pinned to the room in the nest Gilda's artwork. She's already created her first collection. Welcome Gilda, please, and check out her OmniFlix Genesis drop. Many of the creators are not using AI. They use paint on acrylic and the more traditional. So the prices are different. And that's good. I'm glad to see there are traditional artists coming. There's different styles and there's different value points. So I appreciate this. And I don't know if Gilda could hear. I just wanted to pop in and explain about her collection and welcome her. Thank you, OmniFlix.
Thank you, Gilda, for joining in and sharing that. For those in the audience, do check out the collection Radiance of a Woman. It's an acrylic on canvas art style collection that is there. And it's a new artist, so you know what to do in terms of supporting and sharing and amplifying it. Thank you, Gilda, for taking out the time and joining us here on the space and just coming in, popping in, and saying hello. Means a lot.
Thank you so much. Yes, my mic was closed as Sandy say something about me. Yes, I'm a physical and traditional artist, and all of things I think Sandy say. Yeah, and yes, thank you.
I appreciate it. I would like to check with Sisla again. Hi, Abhishek. Are you able to hear me? Are you able to speak?
Yep. Are you guys able to hear me well?
Yeah.
All right. Glad to be back, everyone. Finally. Thank you for tuning into FlixTalk 108. And, thanks to all the creators for sharing details about their collections with the community. Creators that are already in the space, please share your love. Please help them navigate through. And of course, you can always tag any of us, crew members, fanatics, or any creators like Sandy herself over here. If you need any support, or if you think you need any help with direction. All right. With that being said, I'm very excited to share some of our latest engineering updates with you all. If you followed the community update, I think it was 92 last week or this week, you should already know that we're working on the user interface for supporting contracts on both Studio and the TV apps. So the first feature that will support contracts will go live, will be rolled out on OmniFlix Studio and TV. There'll be a new feature called Video Drops that you should be able to see on the OmniFlix TV app. And more about Video Drops, which will use the Multi-Mint Open Edition Minter for those of you that are aware of the various types of contracts that we have. And this is a mint. This is a feature that does not need for creators to understand what contracts are. They don't need to write any code. So none of that needs to happen for you to start using contracts on OmniFlix. So that's the level of abstraction or know, that's the way in which the rollout will happen. So even if you are a creator that does not know how to code, that does not understand what contracts are, don't worry. You should still be able to use all the features while using OmniFlix TV, right? And while using OmniFlix Studio to publish your video. That being said, for the more technical ones, for the more on the technical side of updates, yes, contract number one, UI for that is being built. You should be able to go ahead, try it out on DevNet today, right? It has been live for a few days now. The OmniFlix TV and studio apps on DevNet are also updated. So you can go to dev.omniflix.studio and dev.omniflix.tv, and you should be able to try it out. At this point in time, that's all I can share about that feature. If you go to DevNet, you'll see a lot more. If you're keen, you can test it out right now. Plan for its utility as a community. This is definitely a lot more useful for communities that are consistently publishing their videos. We see Yieldmos over here. Shout out to them. We see elements of Cosmos. So communities that have been utilizing OmniFlix Infra to be able to build up their community, you should definitely be able to use this to do the same. Video drops, if that is update number one. And the most interesting one at this point in time, we also have initiated our prep for 420. So on the 20th of April, you should see a few releases. You should see a few details being shared. A lot is being planned for 420 already. You should be able to see that. 2 weeks back, we discussed about a competition on testnet, which is being titled the F4 FrameFest, which is the FlixNet 4 FrameFest competition. Now, more details about that specific competition on testnet will be shared, but it has everything to do with the launch of the video drops feature. So if you are a creator, if you are a community, you can expect, you should be able to expect more attention activity, noise during the launch of video drops, and should be able to take advantage of that. So, if you're a community, definitely keep an eye out on the launch of video drops. The associated, the technology part, the feature itself. If you have used OmniFlix in the past, this will be very similar. Just a few clicks and you're done. Be prepared for the competition on testnet and for the same thing to happen on mainnet as well. So there'll be a few incentives. There'll be a few rewards that'll go live as part of this competition, in association or to boost activity around the launch of video drops, right? So more details about the timeline, about the exact process, nature of the competition, and so on and so forth will be shared first, of course, with our creators, the community of creators, and then later with the rest of the community, right? That is with respect to the upcoming competition, the FrameFest competition on testnet first, and of course, then on mainnet. On the protocol side of things, we have, now we're getting into the more technical updates. If you're a validator, if you're a node host, please pay increased attention over here, to this specific point. We have a few security updates. We have a few patches that have been worked on. More details about this in the mainnet validators channel on Discord. That is where, if you're a validator, if you're a node host, 100% sure that you're there. If not, contact any of the OmniFlix team members, be it myself, Sisla, on Telegram or Twitter, or the OmniFlix handle itself, and we should be able to get you added to the mainnet validators channel on Discord. This is a role-gated channel, if I must say. So, you should have a special role in order to go ahead and view that channel. All right, this is about the security patches that we have been working on in association or in collaboration with other teams as well as independently, internally. This will most likely be the V3.2 upgrade, if I'm not wrong, the version number. the details will be shared. And we are also planning to run a drill for the use of expedited proposals. So normally proposals on Omniflix Hub take 8 days or, you know, stay in voting period for 8 days. But what about expedited proposals? This is a type of proposal where the total voting period is only for 24 hours. And after 24 hours, if the quorum reaches 60% and if the, yeah, based on the votes, right, the proposal will either pass or fail, but you arrive at a conclusion in 24 hours. And if you have 60% quorum, that counts. So that is an expedited proposal. Most likely for the security patches, the next upgrade, we might run an expedited proposal. This is also a drill in case of extremely serious, extremely critical bugs that might need to be patched and should be patched soon. So this is a drill that we might run along with the rest of the validators after confirming all the details with them and know how best we can take this forward. So yeah, keep an eye out on that. If you're a validator, if you're a node host, if you're a partner that's running a node for your own app, or you know, in general running a service, snapshotting or archival node service or an RPC service, right? So this is with respect to the security updates and things at a protocol layer. Once the contracts are tested thoroughly on testnet, contracts are undergoing internal audits at this point in time, there are a few things that we feel can be better, not rushing things specifically, you know, more so when it comes to contracts, making sure we take care of everything before we can go ahead with the launch. Of course, you know, a week or 10 days here does not matter, considering everything that's being planned for the long term. So if there are any creators that are enthusiastic that want to test things out, do not hesitate to let us know in the creators channel on Discord, and we should be able to help you even utilize the UI and interact with contracts right now. So yeah, don't hesitate to let us know. Internal audits are going on. There are a few finishing touches that are being worked on. After this, you should be able to see or know more details about the FrameFest competition that will be first hosted on testnet. And then the plan is to make sure that the contracts are deployed by a proposal on mainnet, right? Which is when the video drops feature will go live on Omniflix.tv and Omniflix.studio on mainnet, right? And after that, we'll have the FrameFest competition, you know, that'll happen on mainnet as well. You know, first on testnet and then on mainnet. And we've already started discussions about Flix Friday that'll happen on April 5th, next month's Flix Friday. This will be around the video drops feature. And we want to like keep creators more informed, keep the community more informed. But if there are any creators that are interested in utilizing this, do not hesitate to share your thoughts on the creators channel, and we should be able to coordinate right from there. So yeah, these are some of the updates that we have from an engineering standpoint. Some of these updates you might already be aware of. Some of these updates you might not be. So if you've learned something new today, definitely react and share your thoughts on Discord, right? In the creators channel. So I encourage all of the new creators that are minting their work on Omniflix, definitely join that channel. Brainstorm ideas. You have OG creators like Sandy, like Chris, like Tangle, Tardigrades, everyone over here, IBC Mafia, right? All of these guys will definitely help you out in case of anything you might need. And of course, the fanatics and the crew members are, there to brainstorm any ideas that you might have. So yeah, that summarizes whatever I wanted to share. Jatin and team, if you all can still hear me, over to you, Jatin, and happy to take any questions.
Governance from Mani, so he's just been waiting patiently for that. I think I'll queue him up. Hi, Mani.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's very pleasure to hear from Sishla and the community. And Yeah, very glad to hear so many updates. Yeah, I will not waste time and rush into it. We saw a governance proposal. It's in the governance discussion. It was not posted to the chain yet. So which is asking 550,000 flicks. So from the community pool and to take them and to convert 250,000 flicks into USDT and to pay the listing fee as well as the reward fee for the MEXC listing. So MEXC is one of the top exchange. So which can get us some exposure is what is the discussion is all about. But is it worth giving 546,000 directly? And when we requested in the chat to the Kathy from a MEXC listing in the governance discussion about can we drop only Flix tokens instead of the USDT? So we didn't got such a welcome response as in a sense. So I personally don't think whether it's not worth 546,000 flicks and also selling 250,000 flicks at this point of time. So these are just my thoughts. I would like to know what are the other community people are thinking about it, and is it worth selling 250,000 flicks to almost 50-60K USDT and give them over to the MEXC, so for listing flicks in the MEXC exchange.
Money was that?
I shared my opinion that it doesn't look like it's worth it at this point of time. Because as we know that the market, except for BTC, the market is not that welcome to the other crypto as in a sense. At this point of time, the selling pressure of the 250,000 flicks doesn't seem such a good idea. So, and from as a blockchain Flix validator, I'm planning to vote no for that. But I would like to hear from the other community members if anybody is willing to share their thoughts, and if anybody is contradicting what I am thinking, I would like to listen more before deciding for that. So this is just I'm opening it up for the discussion as in a sense for everyone.
Right, I'll quickly go ahead, share my thoughts here. My thought is that I do not want to share my thought right now, and don't want to influence anything. Please go ahead, check it out for yourself, understand the dynamics of this proposal. Please comment, reply, share your thoughts on Discord itself. I think this will go live on Commonwealth as well. Maybe Jatin, Flix Fanatics, you should have a pair of notes over here as well discussing this. I think this is a great first step. I don't think I ever saw any other community discussing about a centralized exchange listing this transparently. I think that's a win for OmniFlix. That's the first win. Community coming together is beautiful. Community coming up with ideas is even better. We've had Staking Explorer. I think that's their name. I'm not sure of the person behind the team, but that team, they also had other ideas, interesting ones. Definitely check it out on the forum itself. I too have a few ideas. Some standard way. Some maybe a bit more radical in nature. But I wanted to share all of my thoughts tomorrow, 7th of March, to make sure that there is enough time for the community to react and respond without any of the core contributors actually influencing any decision. So please feel free. Creators, validators, node host partners, people that are building on top of OmniFlix, you understand the dynamics of a centralized exchange. On ramp, off ramps are easy. Definitely do check out the discussion on the Discord server, and share your thoughts. Would be more than happy to see all of those and then add to those myself tomorrow. in about 24 hours. Yeah.
And also, apart from generally in the all the governance proposal, apart from the upgrades and EPA, and also some spam proposals, some spam, like I think this is one of the more significant proposal, like which community have to make a decision and like have to seriously discuss, debate and make a decision. I'm gladly looking forward for the process of. Thank you.
Great. I think that's an important governance related question that's been answered. Thank you for all the updates. From an engineering point of view, Abhishek, I think there's a lot for the community to look forward to in terms of participating in an entirely new testnet related campaign that's coming up. And of course, you know, glad to see so many creators. This thing. There are two creators who were queued up, and they asked for speaker access. I'll quickly do that and then wrap up the space. I see Sepide, if I'm not pronouncing it wrongly. If I am, please come and correct it. Hi, welcome to the space. Would you like to share something with us? You have speaker access.
Let me just welcome Sepide. She is an Iranian artist. She might have connectivity issue, or she may not understand what you said. Sepide jun, khosh omadid be Omniflix. Shoma agar mikhay miko begiri sohbat koni, miketo baz kon. I explained to Sepide she can unmute her mic if she wants to speak, and hopefully she'll have connection. Sepide is going to be my collaboration partner for our collection that we're going to be dropping this month, and I'm so pleased. This is going to be such an exciting time. We've been talking about this. And so I'm not sure if she has connection or not, but she did come up here, and you can expect to see a big following wherever Sepide goes. She does try out beta platforms and also platforms that are established. Mm-hmm. Sepide was among the original artists who established OpenSea. And so she helped OpenSea make a lot of sales, and then OpenSea just one day kicked her out and locked her wallet up. She was among that genre of artists that felt that sting, and now understand about decentralization. And in follow-up to what Sisla was saying, you have the ability to go and vote and decide. That's what this is all about. So there is a reason a lot of artists are finding their way to Omniflix and to this ecosystem, is because they understand that they're not going to have to experience what they went through earlier. So thanks so much. Back to you, host.
Okay. Thank you for that intro. I think we'll try to have, if there's any connection issue, we'll try to have you in the next space. And of course, want to hear from, you know, talented creators. As always, the second thing what I wanted to mention, I think there's another Hiroyo Music that had asked for speaker access. So Hiroyo, if you would like to talk, do, you know, the stage is yours. Meanwhile, if you, I would like to give a shout out to a few creators who are in the space, who are very consistently creating on Omniflix TV, and I think that deserves a lot of appreciation. So we have a Corium community. This Chris from Corium Concepts, Articulate, Elements of Cosmos. Love the work that you guys are doing. Kudos to you. Hi, Hiro.
Hi, guys. Hi,
family.
I'm so sorry. Long time no see, Sandy. Long time no see, Jaden. So, everybody, so let me explain about such a things. Okay, my previous account was suspended by the mistakes, I think, but I couldn't get it back. So now I created my new account, and then so finally I'm back to here. And then just I want to say hi. And then the team get get me something women's celebration type of inscription? NFTs. I'm not sure about that. I will participate in that. But I'm thinking about that. Is it okay to participate with an adios, a little bit old type collection? But it was so wonderful to me and a wonderful, I believe the wonderful for the holders. And or I'm thinking about to create new music, video, NFT. So, but do you have any deadline?
No. Even if you have existing collections, the point of doing that is to highlight that there are so many amazing women creators on Omniflix, and we just want to amplify your work again. So even if they are existing collections, it works. There you have Sakura Serenity, Adios, and the another special collection that you did. Even those
right.
Work. I know you do like music NFTs, so they take some time to compose and have final version. But yeah, I actually didn't. I knew your Twitter handle by heart. Hiro Yoko Yo was the last one, so I was a bit scared.
Oh yeah,
I thought there is someone who created another account, and I thought it's like an imposter sort of thing.
Yeah. Please contact me in Discord or Telegram. It would be nice. I'm so sorry about that. I didn't explain. Okay. Not a lot of people. And then a lot of friends get me, what's happening to you? Your account was suspended. What's going on? And then I'm sorry. I'm dig into a deep, deep place. It's very take time to come up here. But I think I'm back here now. Thank you very much for your support. Thanks.
For those who don't know or have not followed Hiroyo's account, the Genesis creator on Omniflix Market has an amazing, very fun content on Omniflix TV. Previous account has been this thing. So for those who were following the previous account, do give her a follow. I think you're all in treat for some amazing, amazing music. Updates from her concert. Sometimes she a lot of times she plays in person and in metaverses. So I don't think you'll be missing out if you're not following Hiro's work.
For coming. Thank you much. And then also I have to say something about that. I have another account, Lady Bubbles. That is for a Cosmos Hub inscription right now.
Oh.
So I did something inscriptions. Please check out that one. It's the first inscriptions is that is called Bubbles Club. That's why I called my other account called Lady Bubbles. It's just an image. But right now I'm doing for a musical inscription too. And then I will work for a lot of the books. Of course, I really love Omniflix, and then also the inscriptions too. And please check me out. Thanks.
Thank you so much. It's been a long break after we are hearing your voice.
I'm so sorry.
No. Not
me. Forgive me. Sometimes the artist needs something such a thing. Thanks for understanding. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much for having here. And Sandy, hi. And then everybody, hi, new guys, hi, and then old guys, hi, and then just I'm here, back here. So please remember me. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming here. It really raised our spirits. So I would say that. I think it's... Hi, Manuel.
Actually, I just want to create a hero, Kapangwa. I'm not new, actually. I wonder that you are the same hero, my friend.
Yeah,
I'm confused. That I think that I follow you before.
Me too. Yes, yes, of course, of course. I'm very happy to talk with you again.
Yes. I always remember you because your name is same with my son name, Hiro, right?
Yes, 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 the same. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay,
nice that you came back.
Ending the space on really high note. Thank you, Hiroyo. For those who don't follow, I think we got to bring back that Twitter account. Hiroyo Music, please follow her. And for those who have stuck with us for so long and captured all the updates, do check out these collections and do experiment with our apps. If there's any feedback, any thoughts, if you want to try out something, have ideas, do reach out to us. We love that. And we hope to see you again next week and have you participating and experimenting with the features, the apps that we're building very, very soon. And thank you for taking your time from all your respective time zones, from your busy days, from your creator hours to join us for this. It's been a great space. I'll be ending the space in 3, 2, 1.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's just like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3, that's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Is it really worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? The drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches, when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, this shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we'd call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here, rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee-jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is 2 steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel spaces.